Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Again, David Archer joining Sam and Greg here on this Father's Day. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Delivering our message. Before we get to you and your kids, what are some of the things that you think back that you got from your dad that you didn't get when he was trying to instill them in you, but it took those years later for you to understand what he was doing?
No, I was hard-headed. There's no question, Greg. I was pretty hard-headed. So a lot of times, you know, your dad is trying to steer you through some of the potholes that he potentially stepped in or drove through. And so he's trying to give you a little bit of a roadmap to avoid some of those. Inevitably, you're always going to have fall in your own hole from time to time. I wasn't very good at listening to that, so I had to go through the same potholes he did. I do hear his voice ring in my ears, though, Greg. You know, things about how you treat people, you know, those type of things always rang in my ears. He was very respectful to others, and that was something that was transferred down to me. But I can still hear him in my ear, Greg, as I was about ready to leave the house to go to baseball practice. Make sure you warm your arm up. I don't know why that always – and it always transferred to whatever else I did, whether it was preparing for a Falcon game, whether it was getting ready to talk to a group of people. What he was saying is prepare. Make sure you do your due diligence. Do what you need to do to get yourself ready to go. That was what make sure you warm your arm up meant to me, and it's translated throughout the years.
Spending time on the wayforit.com hotline on Father's Day with David Archer of the Falcons Radio Network. Archer, I'm going to ask you something. We heard from Ernie Johnson Jr. earlier and talking about the time, because there's so many things we get into our workaday world, and you know, that you know, takes a priority, but you also want to spend that time, especially being a dad. Talk about the challenges of that, being a professional athlete and balancing those things, because you still want to be dad, but you also know what your job is.
Yeah, inevitably, Sam, there's going to be some regrets, because we are, for the most part, and there's a lot of ladies working out there as well that are helping provide for their families, but for me, I've been the main provider for the wherewithal for my family, and so there are going to be moments where you miss time. Whether I'm gone on a weekend calling a college football game, I think, hey, that's great, you're calling college football. Well, those are Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays that I didn't get a chance to be home with my kids when they were playing in soccer games or being. So when you are home, got to be fully invested, and that's something I really made a commitment. I heard a guy tell me one time when I was about to become a young father, you know, he said, make sure you take everything in, changing the diapers, whatever it is, make sure you take it all in, because you'll regret it if you don't, because pretty soon an 18-year-old is going to be tapping you on the shoulder asking for the keys to the car. I think I did a pretty good job of that. I really took in everything I could, but there's always regrets because you're not there for everything. And that balance has to be, hey, I'm providing for my family and I'm going to miss some things.
On this Father's Day, David Archer joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As the man says, may you live in interesting times, and it's been an interesting offseason for our Atlanta Falcons. From the draft picks and talking about Kyle Pitts and his contribution or what we hope it will be to this offense, to a new coaching regime, and, of course, the movement of an all-time great with Julio leaving town. To the fan base of this team, what should they either focus on or believe is going to be a priority for this team as we head into this upcoming season, David?
I think physicality, Greg, along the offensive front is what I'm hoping and really counting on, is that we're going to change how we approach people from a physicality standpoint. I think we've been a very soft and passive team up front, not to say anything disparaging to those big fellows that are up front, but It's just the way we've approached it. We've been a team that wants to drop and throw. So, you know, as an offensive lineman, you're not coming off and striking anybody. You're retreating. You're trying to buy time. You're in a backpedal scenario. I think you're going to see with Arthur Smith and his approach that they're going to come off and shorten people's necks, or at least try to. And that means coming off the ball and getting after people physically. There's a number of things that brings to the table. Obviously, it presents doubt in the defense's mind as to what you're going to do to them. Are you going to throw it? Are you going to run it? Can you do it with some success? It brings the play action into it. And it also, in the fourth quarter, when Atlanta has really struggled the most, it puts you in a position where you've reduced the other team physically to where they might not have as much in the stinger when it comes to closing games out, and you might be that team that can close stuff out. That's what I'm looking for, Greg.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline, talking with Dave Archer from Falcons Radio Network. And Arch, of course, the play action, and to me, the key for this offense is the running game. Mike Davis looks like he's going to be the guy that's going to get the share of the titles. You played along with some great running backs during your time with the Falcons. Talk about how important it is to reestablish the running game for this team.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about, the physicality. I mean, coming off the ball and establishing yourself. There's no question that it changes the dynamic defensively because I can't pin my ears back and go after the quarterback. Every time Matt Ryan takes the snap, I can't think that he's dropping and throwing to Calvin Ridley or Kyle Pitts. I got to think about, okay, they're coming off the ball. I better play my technique. It slows pass rush down. It makes you read and react a little bit more defensively as opposed to just kind of using your athletic ability. Those are the kind of things that come to the table. I had great bats, Gerald Riggs, William Andrews, Lynn Cain. I had some big-time backs that I played with. We've got some good backs here. Now, are they name-brand guys? No, but they're looking for that opportunity. And go back and look at the games that Mike Davis played against Atlanta a year ago. Very physical, got after you. I think you're going to see that from him. Get ready for Quadri Olison now. He has not had an opportunity to show what he can do. This is a guy that I did about 7 or 8 of his games in college at Pitt. This is a guy that has outstanding vision. He runs well between the tackles. He has enough burst to get to the edge. But this is a guy that can get small or can run through you when he needs to. So I think there's enough in the running back room. They're going to get some good play out of those guys. But obviously it's about the big guys up front, about the perimeter blockers providing opportunities. And that means coming off the ball and establishing a mentality that we're going to get after you for 60 minutes.
David Archer joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Forgive us if you're sick of talking about this, but this is our first opportunity to get your opinion on it. A lot of talk before it happened, but now that it has happened, your thoughts on Julio now being gone and the production we hope to see from Ridley and Gage moving forward.
Yeah, I hated to, you know, you hate to see it, Greg. I called every game of Julio's career here in Atlanta. It was what a tremendous run he had. You know, certainly a stretch of time there where he was the best receiver in the game. Injuries derailed him a little bit last year, still productive when he had a chance to play. But it's a changing of the guard. We saw it happen with Roddy White. We've seen it down through the ages of really good receivers here in Atlanta where the next guy had to step in and gets Calvin Ridley's time now. He's a guy that is much more prolific at getting the ball in the end zone than Julio Jones was early in his career. That's something that Calvin brings to the table that Julio didn't have. So I look for that. But I do think that there is some, maybe a breath. You can take a breath and relax now. It's over with. This is a conversation that went on for a long time. Uh-huh. I think if you make a statement that you don't necessarily want to be here or you're out of here, then that's something that needs to happen. And unfortunately, Julio said that. I don't think he was trying to be disrespectful to Mr. Blank, everything Mr. Blank had provided for him and given him the opportunity he'd given him, and certainly what Julio had given the team. But it's time to move on. And Julio looked to go someplace else. I think there's a number of people in that wide receiver room that are looking forward to their opportunity.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Dave Archer. He is social. He is at ArcherQB16, at ArcherQB16. Arch, talk about something else as far as dealing with this team. Because of the virus last year, you and Wes couldn't go anywhere near the guys or have the kind of relationship you normally have. That helps you tell your story on Sunday afternoon, the time you get to spend in practice, in the locker room, on the bus, on the plane, just general self-contact. How much are you looking forward to the possibility of reestablishing some of that this coming fall? I mean, we don't know for sure just how much it will be allowed, but to reestablishing that and helping you to tell their story.
Yeah, no question, Sam. It's a great point. Now you have a chance to be around the guys a good bit as well, you and Greg, and that's just part of this job that gives you that intimacy, and that's really what the fan is looking for. I mean, anybody can sit there and talk about, you know, what Julio brings to the table, what Calvin Ridley brings to the table, what Kyle Pitts brings to the table, but it's the relationships you develop with these guys, and it's something I've been fortunate. I've been doing the games for I've been blessed to be doing for the games, and the Falcons have been thankful. 92.9 The Game has been very kind, allow me to continue to do the games. I hope I do them some justice, but being around the players, it keeps you close to the game, keeps you from the intricacy standpoint. I can't tell how many times there's been small talk and we're standing in a line at an airport, you know, going through our checklist to get on the plane, and I'm standing there next to the offensive coordinator, or I'm standing there next to Matt Ryan or whoever, thinking Deion Jones, and we're just chatting it up about something simple that might have happened in the game and just some little pearl that they may drop there that I can give and I can relate to the team or relate to the fan or relay to the fan that they can get something a little bit more out of the broadcast. So hopefully we bring some of that. Hopefully we'll get a chance to get back to that, Sam, but it's a great point. But hopefully we did a decent job last year as well.
Yeah, you did. Man, we got to cut it short because I wanted to get your thoughts on what's going on up there in Green Bay. I mean, could you imagine coming out of Iowa State, you as a rookie back in the day, and you're looking forward to playing with Aaron Rodgers, and you got one season there, next thing you know, you got all this crazy upheaval going on. And so next time you got to come back, we got to talk about some of the other stories surrounding the league. But, yeah, I've been given the high sign because, listen, I could talk to him about this for a while, especially as a Bears fan.
Yeah, I want
that guy out. Out of here. just real quick, does he play this year or not for Green Bay? Your thoughts.
What is he, 38, 39 years old? He's got to play. There's not any time left, right? He's got to get on the field. They'll work it out. He'll play.
Okay. David Archer, man, listen, we can't thank you enough on this Father's Day for coming. First of all, for delivering the message, but also getting up and being a part of the show, man.
Pleasure to be with you guys. You guys do a great job.
Thanks, Arch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.